Yeah, it is really thick. I had it, like coax. I had it, like, physically wrap it around the legs of one of my aquarium stands and pull it because of how thick it was. But yeah, the Stingoloss, like what you were saying, it's one of the best types of coax you can get out there. Stingoloss is, again, really low, and it's really durable, and against, like, any types of weather. And it's really, yeah, really cut resistant. I don't think, like, if there's any flying debris, you'd say, it won't cut it as easily as, like, what was it, like, RG55, RG54, which is, like, that thin coax. Yeah, again, same here for me. It's something I would never cheap out on. The antenna you can get away with, radio you can obviously get away with. Just don't do, like, $5 for a radio. But, yeah, the coax, I don't think I would ever get that really thin RG54. I think that's what it is.